these kids are rude, crude, and uncouth.
I think respect for adults has been lost in this new generation.
And today's music is a little strange sometimes.
These kids nowadays, they don't have no morals, no values.
This is the podcast series. Let's talk about Gen Z, an examination into the our generation, why they are different from any other generation in history.
I'm Jeffrey Flanders, and this is episode 2, Anxiety. Sometimes, I feel like I'm a character walking around in a zombie movie. The ones where the zombies roam the air and the main character can never escape them. Now imagine these zombies to be my fears. I fear that I'm not going to graduate from high school. I fear that I'm not healthy. I fear that I won't have any money. That I do nothing but disappoint them. I fear. Anxiety is your body's natural response to stress. It's a feeling of fear or apprehension about what's to come. Based on the data collected from the National Survey of Children's Health, in the past 10 years, there have been increasing amounts of anxiety in young people, including a 20% increase in anxiety diagnostics from ages 6 to 17. So what is supporting the increase? And if it's happening to children, what are schools doing to support them? Welcome to Rittner High School, a suburb district in St. Louis, Missouri. My school is pretty typical when it comes to mid-American high schools. Meet high school counselor Dina Dernan.
And we all have anxiety. All humans experience anxieties. But where does it then become problematic to inhibit my normal daily activity? Because when it inhibits a normal daily activity, that's when then it becomes diagnosable.
Now, what about social media? How does social media play an influence on anxiety?
So social media impacts it tremendously, and I think that that's why it's become a bigger piece in diagnosing anxiety, because kids get isolated. One, we think that the social media is there to connect us, when truly it is actually doing the opposite. It's actually keeping us isolated from one another. So human interaction, we are created as humans to do just as that. We are supposed to be interacting face-to-face, human touch, human voice, human nonverbals, right? Those impact us way more than a text message. I don't get a feeling from a text message. I don't get the nonverbal. I don't feel the compassion. I don't feel the presence of a person through electronic devices. And so whenever I feel isolated and alone, then that increases my anxiety, because I don't know how to handle situations, and I feel like I have to go at this alone.
Mrs. Dernan has been training both students and staff to understand the changing climate of teens' mental health.
Is anxiety truly increasing in children, or is it the doctor's willingness to be trained in how to diagnose anxiety? So which kind of is it? I think it's almost both. However, I think that at times it's overdiagnosed. I think doctors, mental health professionals, we kind of go through phases of buzzwords, so to speak. ADHD was big for a while. Bipolar was big for a while. Now I feel like it's anxiety. So the truth is, understanding what anxiety truly is and what it looks like, how it's different in adults and in children, and what are the effects and the impact.
Meet Joy Waits. Joy had recently shared her own personal journey suffering from anxiety, depression, and PTSD. This was the first time Joy had ever shared this experience outside of her family.
From the time I was a little girl, I remember always feeling like I was by myself. I felt like I walked the world alone, and I always felt like I never had anybody by my side, and I always felt like everyone was against me. But that doesn't define who I am. Those are just some bells and whistles that come with me. I am me, but I feel like if you don't see those three, you don't see me either.
How do you think the school manages your anxiety and depression?
What kind of answer do you want for that? Do you want the real answer, or want the school?
No, just you give the truthful.
So for real, if you want me to be completely honest with you, school doesn't help me at all when it comes to like me, like putting myself out there and like battling with my depression and my anxiety. Because really, truth be told, and it's not just me, when I walk through them doors, I walk through them doors alone. I walk through them doors and I walk through the halls of Ritner by myself. And not just physically, but I feel like I do that a lot emotionally too.
Now, what are some coping mechanisms you do to deal or manage with your anxiety or...
This is a touchy subject. So, as I was growing up, I used to get bullied about my weight or whatever. So, I wouldn't eat. I would go days without eating, and I wouldn't eat nothing. I wouldn't drink nothing. And once I felt like I was gonna pass out, then I'd drink some water, but that's it.
Joy's bad habits coping with her anxiety have led to many health issues, and school is a battleground for kids who are dealing with anxiety.
Either I can come to school and be miserable all day and have anxiety attacks and just my mind's just everywhere and possibly get my work done, or I could sit at home, at least attempt to get my mind together, but miss work and most likely won't make it back up because my teachers don't help me. So it's like...
Mrs. Dernan is leading mindfulness in the Ritner High School building. In a 2015 American Psychologist report, found that meditation and mindfulness may provide modest benefits to anxiety, depression, and even pain.
So one of the pieces that the school has is we do morning mindfulness is offered for students as a coping strategy to reduce the amount of anxiety.
Mrs. Dernan leads a Monday morning mindfulness group that meets before the school day starts. They review and practice techniques to aid students and staff on how to relieve stress.
A way to decrease the stress, decrease the anxiety, is to kind of recenter yourself. Mindfulness is a breathing exercise to kind of bring your mind just into yourself without judgment, that you can kind of just escape from the world, even if it's 3 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever long length of time that takes.
Anxiety is many long moments of feeling isolated, and those who suffer from it feel as if they're trapped in their head. Despite that, still reaching out for help and feeling hopeless. What I understand now is that mental health is getting a chance to be in the forefront of numerous countries' health issues. Despite my pain, I, Jeffrey Flanders, have found that I am hopeful because more understanding of mental health is being taught and might finally help us escape our anxieties. I'm Jeffrey Flanders, and this was Talk on the I Generation. This podcast is supported by Ritner School District and produced by KRHS Media.